From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Hundreds of demonstrators defied a midnight curfew in the U.S. city of Charlotte, North Carolina, marching late Thursday and early today against the controversial police shooting of an African-American man. VOA's Isha Sarai was out among the protesters.
We've marched over with them from Mayor Bearden Park to Trade and Tryon, which is kind of the center of Charlotte City. It's a pretty historic place where most of the protests have been going on the past couple days. We've seen a lot of riot police. They're being dispersed, but no signs of tear gas or rubber bullets yet. The streets are pretty full right now. So far, nothing's turned violent.
Police contend that 43-year-old Keith Scott, who was shot by police on Tuesday, was holding a gun when they shot him. His family said Scott was unarmed and that he may have been simply carrying a book that he was reading. Police say they found the gun, but no book on the scene. America's top military officer, General Joseph Dunford, says Russia bears ultimate responsibility for an airstrike on a UN humanitarian convoy in Syria. Dunford told U.S. lawmakers two Russian aircraft were in the area at the time the convoy was attacked. He also said he does not favor sharing military intelligence with Moscow in the Syrian conflict. Al-Shabaab militants attacked a police station in the northeastern part of Kenya near the border with Somalia. Al-Shabaab has vowed to continue attacks across the border in retaliation for Kenya's military operations in southern Somalia. Kenya sent troops to Somalia in 2011 to help the AU combat Al-Shabaab. This is VOA News.